FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Institute for Economic Justice says it's relieved that access to the Social Relief of Distress grant will soon be made easier. Yesterday, the Pretoria High Court ruled that SASSA's 2023 regulations, which limited access to the 370 Rand grant, are unconstitutional and invalid.
One of the fights that we had for the SRG grant was the government was treating it as a temporary grant. What we were asking for was not even necessarily that the court must dictate a value to the department, but rather the department has to actually like plan for this grant on a long-term basis, which is something they haven't been doing.
The IEJ, along with group hashtag Pay the Grants, took the Social Development Minister to court over the matter. The advocacy group's Sianda Baduza has called the ruling historic. He says SASSA has unlawfully excluded millions of recipients from the grant.
So things like, for example, an online-only application system on the SRD grants that wasn't on any other grants, which of course would disadvantage people who, say, don't have internet access or don't have smartphones. Even a bank verification method was another thing that was being challenged.
Minister Sisisi Dolashi has been ordered to deliver a new plan to the parties and the court within 4 months. And the health department is today meeting virtually with officials from the Group of 20 to discuss various global health challenges. It's the first of several G20 health working group meetings as part of our presidency. Health spokesperson Faster Mohale says the objective of today's meeting is for South Africa to present its priorities to member states. He says issues including pandemic prevention, preparedness and response will be discussed.
During the time of COVID-19, most countries were caught off guard. So we have developed what we call pandemic preparedness and response plan. So we're also going to compare the notes with other member states, strengthening the health and care force. The population is growing, but in terms of health workforce, we talk of the doctors and other health professionals, we are not able to match the population.
And U.S. President Donald Trump will visit Los Angeles today to survey the damage from the ongoing wildfires. Yesterday, the California state legislature approved a $2.5 billion relief package. It comes as Trump is threatening to withhold federal aid unless the state alters its water management. And finally, Thailand will make most public transport in Bangkok free for a week from tomorrow. It includes the capital's SkyTrain light rail system and bus services. The government says it's in a bid to help reduce pollution. Your top story this hour, the Institute for Economic Justice says it's relieved that access to the SRD grant will soon be made easier. Yesterday, the Pretoria High Court ruled that SASSA's current regulations are unconstitutional and invalid. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.